Happy Sunday, everybody. Tom Clarkson here, and thank you very much for joining me on day 28 of 30 Days of Beyond the Grid. I've picked Zhou Guanyu as today's guest. He's about to start his third season in Formula One, and having scored 6 points in both 2022 and 23, he'll be looking to make a lot of progress this year. I caught up with Zhou halfway through his rookie season to ask him what it's like to be the first Chinese Formula One driver and why Fernando Alonso became his idol at the 2005 Chinese Grand Prix.
That day, I have to say, I didn't know anything about motorsports. I saw his race and I just think, you know, he was a very good driver, and I had that dream, you know, in my mind that maybe one day I want to be like him, a Formula One driver. And yeah, then the second year when the Chinese Grand Prix happened, obviously I started to be a bit more understanding about motorsports, and I was holding his flag. Everybody saw that picture on social. And
of course that was 2005 Chinese Grand Prix, which he won.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a special year because I was supporting him and the good driver I support who won the race and won the championship as well. So
why Fernando? I've got to ask you that, because back then there was a man called Michael Schumacher racing, and actually other drivers on the grid. Alex Albon, massive Michael Schumacher fan. What was it about Fernando for you?
Because like for me, I'm a pretty unique person, and I don't really like to, obviously, firstly, to just follow like whatever people thinks or whatever the whole majority of people support. I want to be followed more like my heart. And by then I feel like, because Michael was like a legend for everyone, like for us in China, he has so much fan base. And then for a driver like Fernando, try to compete with him or try to beat him on track, it wasn't an easy thing. And for me as a kid, I just feel this guy is something special, you know. To able to be Michael is you have to be quite good. And then yeah, looking at, I want to be, you know, maybe like that. So it's always nice to see how drive very aggressive on track as well, like one of the best first lap or starters in Formula One history. So yeah, he have a lot of these different type of like skills that Fernando has. So I just feel like, yeah, I want to support him.
You were what, 5 or 6 back then at the Chinese Grand Prix supporting him? So how weird is it now to be racing him on track and to have actually been a sort of teammate of him?
Yeah, I mean,
in previous years when you were, of course, part of the Renault Young
Driver.
Yeah,
it's quite like a strange or weird feeling, to be fair, because the first time I knew him, like we was together testing in like private days in back in Alpine. And then yeah, the following year, that's when he joined the went back to Formula One. I was able to do the drive the FP1 in Austria and in his car. So that was my first FP1 attempt, or the only one from last year. So it was a very special moment, especially like now to be racing against him. Like the first race in Bahrain, it was always something quite special when you heard on the radio.
Joe, look what you have, Alonso.
We was fighting for that last point until the end of the race. So that was, yeah, that was a special moment. Now, like, I remember the big difference that one heard on the radio at the very beginning, when first time in FP1, all these legend names like Hamilton, Verstappen, Alonso, and then compared to now. Now it's like you just feel it's like another driver. But then back then it's like very special. And to see them go past, I think it's difficult to explain the actual feeling inside yourself, but it's just something that you feel like these drivers are the one that you're growing up always watching them, and then you are together racing.
And in that FP1 session that you did in Austria last year in Fernando's car, how helpful was he?
We did a track walk even together. I think that's the first thing.
Hang on. He made a big thing last year about him not doing track walks. You persuaded him to do a track walk.
I don't know, but like, yeah, he actually, because I know, you know, a lot of drivers, they don't do track walks. You know, they don't like to do track walks. And I was surprised because I didn't know he was doing a track walk until Thursday. And he was like, oh, I'm coming for a track walk with you. And not even just that, you know, he was like actually telling me all these little tricks or what he's experienced from the past. And that was very
helpful. How helpful was that? What was he picking out on the track walk?
Yeah, it's more like just the driving line and the curb usage and how he, like, you know, think I should approach this session, because after all this experience, he was able to just tell me about what I should do and then to make the minimum mistakes and maximum potential, basically. So yeah, it was very helpful, especially on just the lines, because you know the way you drive F1 car to other categories is quite a bit different. So it was a very successful session. I kept his car on track, no damage. I think that was something also in my mind. I want to be quick, show myself, because I was coming from F2 and had a chance maybe fighting for the seat. And then as well, I want to be not making any errors, because it's very easy to do that in tracks like these, you know, high speed corners. So yeah, overall it was a very smooth day. So like, he was very proud of me after. So.
Well, and there's a lovely moment, I think, just after you've got out of the car, where you're looking at each other and you can see he's smiling and you've still got your helmet on the picture. Yeah. I'm thinking of,
yeah, but exactly.
Obviously you're smiling. There's a real sort of connection between the two of you.
Yeah, exactly. It just shows how much he was just helping me. And it was like one of the day I will never forget to the date, but yeah.
So Formula 2 works out. You get the drive in Formula 1. Can you remember where you were when you were first informed? Was it Fred Vasseur who made the call to you? What happened?
It was my manager made the call to me. And I was actually at my house, 5 p.m. at my house. And I heard that phone call, because it was very tough, because basically there was only one seat in Alfa Romeo from Silverstone period. And, you know, it was like 10 people, how many people fighting for the 10 drivers. And then obviously the numbers get reduced throughout the time being gone. And I know I had a chance, but then it's not more or less than the others. We are equally based. So yeah, when I finally heard that, it was like kind of a big breath back. And I lost myself a little bit, because I was like, I couldn't speak a word, because I sat in tears, because I remember that day was quite special. I was luckily at my house, because otherwise it looks very strange if I'm outside in a public place. And so yeah, it was back then when you heard you are a Formula 1 driver, it's just Formula 1 driver, this two simple word is very special for all of us as a young drivers, because that's a dream, and the dream is not something we set and it's very easy to do.
How was the news received back home in China?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was asking me 1 week, 2 weeks before, am I going to get it? And then the best thing I think about it was that when I know that I was, you know, the deal was done, I was confirmed for next season, I can't tell anyone apart from my family, and obviously my family knows. But yeah, it was difficult, because I was so happy, exciting, but then everybody was just, they don't know if I was making it. So like, my very close friend will just text me every day, and I can't give him my answer, because I cannot do that. And so yeah, it's everybody went quite crazy back then when that happened, because it's a big moment for the Chinese motorsports.
It's massive. Yeah. The first Chinese Formula One driver is sat in front of me now. It's a historic moment, and the magnitude of that must have made an impact on you and everyone on back home.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, it sounds pretty crazy to be the first one of my country, because we have so many people back in my country. And obviously I've been through this journey, it's very tough. It's like a very roller coaster ride. It's not the smoothest one. But yeah, I was just very happy to be that person able to standing out for my home, to be represent them. And hopefully one day the Grand Prix will happen.
But, oh, yeah. How much do you want the Grand Prix now?
Like, so badly. Yeah. Because
it'd be a sellout.
It's going to be special, because last time I was there, it was the last Grand Prix 2019. I was still F2 driver, but by then people was crazy about it, because I don't know, were you there in 2019?
Yeah, yeah.
You was, right? Yeah. I was doing a Renault E20 demonstration before the Grand Prix. So when I stopped, put my helmet down and sat on the top of the cockpit, and the whole grandstand was actually screaming. And by then I was only my second race of F2 finished, so not many people know. And yeah, by now I think it'll be completely crazy.
Good news, Joey. The Chinese Grand Prix is back on the Formula One calendar for the first time since 2019. We'll be racing at the Shanghai International Circuit on Sunday, the 21st of April, and I cannot wait to go back. And yes, Joe, it will be completely crazy with all your fans. You said a couple of weeks ago that your own grandstand sold out in 4 minutes, which is almost unbelievable. Now, there are just 2 days left in our countdown to the first episode of F1 Beyond the Grid in 2024. I cannot wait for you all to hear it. But for now, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow to help cure those Monday blues. Keep up with the latest F1 action on F1 Nation.
A superb finish to the line!
Race previews, post-race insights, and exclusive interviews from the heart of the F1 paddock.
Magnificent team effort all round.
Huge win for us today. And
we're pushing at the limit.
We must have just got something wrong.
Oscar, can we just grab you on the way out?
A very, very cool day. It's been a weekend to remember.
You'll hear from the drivers, team principals, engineers, and F1 experts from around the world.
Really, really nice to feel that atmosphere there in the garage.
Having the two of them in the points, quite impressive.
Those next few positions are worth millions of dollars.
The combination is unbeatable.
New episodes every Monday. Search your podcast app for F1 Nation.